Welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and we have ambassadors on the radio today. Ambassadors from Adventist World Radio. Our guests today are the bishops. Welcome, Tim and Lana Bishop.
Thank you very much.
I feel very honored to be with ambassadors.
We're honored to be able to be ambassadors.
Absolutely.
As we all are. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit. You use the acronym AWR, which is Adventist World Radio. Tell our audience, what is AWR? I'm going to let Lana start. Ladies first.
Okay. Well, thank you. AWR is Adventist World Radio. It is the radio that is telling the world about Christ in places that missionaries cannot go, mm-hmm. where people cannot go and personally share with someone how to have hope, how to live their life in a joyful way, and the wonderful things that God gives us. So we are a ministry that has no walls, no borders, and no limits. We can beam the radio in past borders. And it's just amazing how God is using this ministry and the people who are listening and their lives are being changed.
Absolutely. Tim, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Yes, let's pray. Well, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for the blessings that we can't even comprehend, the gift of Jesus Christ, and then the invitation that we all receive to be ambassadors for you. And that's really what we're talking about today, is being ambassadors for you and the privilege we have personally of doing this through Adventist World Radio. Please guide us as we speak today and those who are listening, that we will be drawn closer to you and have a increased hope of the gospel message going to all the world. And we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Listeners, we live in a free country that supports religious liberty and the ability to have radio. People have access to churches. Mm-hmm. And we think that this is the way the world works. But Tim, why don't you share with our listeners what is a realistic picture of the world and their access to Christ?
Okay, there's many areas that are either limited in what is offered, or they are limited by their government from having access. But there's no way to totally block that because, again, things such as radio can pass these borders, these walls. We praise God for that. It's still not easy to reach them, but as has been mentioned, the core goal and mission of Adventist World Radio is to reach those who just don't have the access to it or even know what they're missing. And so this can be an avenue where they find out quite by accident that there is a gospel message out there even.
God is a God of choice, giving us opportunities to choose for him mm-hmm. or against him. But if we don't give them a choice, they can't make a choice.
Amen.
And Lana, the United States has a Christian influence to it, mm-hmm. but this is not the picture of the world. There's many countries where Christianity is the minority. And in communist countries, there is a opposition to Christian principles. So in some of the cities and countries of the world, the access to Christian people who live their faith, many people of this world, unfortunately, have no point of reference for Christianity. Mm-hmm. And this was where I assume Adventist World Radio is their target audience.
Yes, to be able to share what God is doing, to be able to share that hope. There is a strip around the world that's called the 1040 window, where most of the world lives, and yet they have
the largest population.
Yes, they have the least access to the gospel.
That is the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. And so God has given us the privilege of working with him to be able to reach these people in any possible way. So radio has a big part to that. When somebody hears a message in their own language, in their own heart language, and addressing the issues that they face, and giving them the principles of the kingdom of God, whether it be health, or whether it be the principles of the Bible, or telling them the stories of the Bible, you know, all of those things help a person, and they have questions then, what kind of God is this that would, you know, send his son? I don't understand that. I don't understand why. But with radio, as we have the broadcasts, that they begin to listen and have the interest, and then they get to have some of their questions answered as they start wondering, what is this all about?
Lana, I think of that Bible text that says the harvest is great, but the workers are few.
Yes.
And in many of these situations, there may be a few Christians that have found a Bible, have studied it, have become convicted, and called Jesus as their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
But amongst many, there's many people who need to hear about Jesus, and that one worker needs a little bit of air support.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Adventist World Radio is air support.
Yes.
You said something very interesting, alluded to it, of in their heart language.
Yes.
Strong Tower Radio, as at the place we are right now, we're English based.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no competition between Strong Tower Radio and Adventist World Radio. We are co-laborers for the world.
Yes.
And
amen.
Strong Tower Radio is broadcasting in English around the world.
Yes.
Through phone apps and through the internet.
I would just like to add right now how much I appreciate Strong Tower Radio. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, both of our families are from Michigan, generations. And we are so excited that the good news of the gospel is being shared in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we listen in our cars. We listen at our workplace, possibly. We listen, I know if you have children, sometimes if you have a really good station that has really good music, they listen to it as they go to sleep, you know, just in any way possible. And I'm just so excited that you are here in Michigan giving the gospel. And we have personally benefited from it because at our church where we worship God together, we have a couple that have been listening to Strong Tower Radio, and they said, we want to go to a church that has such a positive message about God, and we want to check it out. And they ended up coming, and we're just so thankful for that.
And likewise, here at Strong Tower Radio, we are the Air Force, but
mm-hmm.
it's
yes.
congregations that actually put their arms around Strong Tower Radio listeners. We're putting them in your care, and
mm-hmm.
thank you for taking care of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
When we look at this, we speak in English. How many languages do you guys speak? Oh, Adventist World Radio.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I did grow up in Africa, so I do know a little bit of Swahili. But the languages, it's about 100 languages right now.
How do you do that?
It's people who know the language that start coming up with the programming in their own language to reach their own people. And it's just incredible, incredible stories on how God has done that.
Tell us a few stories.
Oh, I will tell you a story. There is a gentleman in South Africa who started, we are also on cell phones. We're also on WhatsApp. and radio and internet radio.
Wherever people are
wherever
at.
Wherever people yes. are. And we have special things that we lovingly call God pods.
Well,
that
I got to stop with the God pod.
Okay.
The God pods. Do you know, listeners, that Strong Tower, maybe I'm taking your thunder. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Vicki Griffin of Lifestyle Matters here in Michigan mm-hmm. was asked to do some programs for Adventist World Radio. And where did she record her programs at?
Strong Tower Radio.
You got the right answer.
Yes.
So we have affinity with the God Pod. So I'll let you continue.
Yes, the God Pod, it is, you can charge it by solar. And the programs are already recorded in them. And they have the Holy Scriptures. They have a wonderful book called Steps to Christ, giving all the steps, and which is full of scriptures as well. A wonderful book called The Desire of Ages, which is about the life of Christ. It pretty much puts Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all together in one wonderful package. It has Vicki Griffin's health lectures to help in a very practical way. It has stories for kids. It has Bible stories for kids. And it also has some music and some mission stories from Adventist World Radio that is happening around the world. And it is just so amazing.
Isn't there something special? God, that song, black and yellow, red and white, all yes. are precious in His sight. And when we embrace that, in growing up, my mom really inculcated that in us. And as I've got to know people of different cultures, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who they are and where they're at. And God made us to love each other and to mm-hmm. our special differences. And Adventist World Radio is bringing the world together mm-hmm. and pointing them towards Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Tom, you mentioned something earlier that I really appreciate. That is the Air Force, that the support of the mission to reach the world for Jesus, to tell the gospel message. And that is so true. This is not a separate entity that is working on its own. It is absolutely in conjunction. It could not accomplish much at all by itself. It does require others, other ministries, other individuals. And so it is a part of a global a global approach to reaching the people with the gospel. So there's no competition. It's strictly a supporting ministry, as each of us could see ourselves as a supporting missionary or minister with the gospel message. Because what one man plants, another man waters, God gives the increase. That this is wonderful to be part of an organization that works so well with so many other organizations around the world to bring the gospel message. That's really the only way you can truly effectively present the message is mm-hmm. in that kind of a team approach.
Mm-hmm. And everyone does what they do best.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me yeah. ask you this question. We talked about how the Guam station covers one-third of the world, but
yes.
that's not the only Adventist World Radio.
No.
Phil, tell our listeners.
Oh, I just got an update yesterday.
A daily report.
Yes, we get weekly reports.
Okay.
An update yesterday from our president, Elder Dwayne McKee, that we have 1,800 stations worldwide.
Wow. Strong Tower Radio right now has 15 going on 23.
Oh, praise the Lord.
There you go.
Praise the Lord. And we're praying for one in our area.
Yes,
amen.
That the other side, we live on the other side, so we don't get it where we live. So we're praying for one where we live.
Amen. Tell us more about, we have 1,800 stations broadcasting in multiple languages,
yes,
I assume?
Yes, yes. Many languages. They said 100 languages, but we're working on more all the time. And a lot of studios where people are recording, and then they're able to be put on various radio stations.
Tom, you mentioned something earlier. We were talking about not everybody's a professional who tries to reach out. And even within this realm, that Adventist World Radio doesn't have thousands of professionals doing this work. These are lay people who are joining and saying, or who are translating. Lay people who are doing all kinds of work in recording things. So that's what makes it so powerful, is that God chooses the humble to reach. This is not just something that's all high-end professionally done. It's done professionally, but doesn't require that kind of a commitment. Anybody can be involved, mm-hmm. and many people around the world are being involved, and that's exciting.
Yes. You know, the exciting thing is that they may not be so-called professionals, but each one who gives their heart to God and has a passion for reaching someone, God gives them the skills to do it. And it is the best that can be.
I think I heard someplace that if you work at something for 3.5 years, you basically did the same as if you have a college degree. Mm-hmm. And with dedication and the Lord's leading and guidance, marvelous things happen. Mm-hmm. You mentioned about studios. Studios are best placed near the people groups and their language sources. Mm-hmm. And radio is a wonderful medium because the barrier to entry, at least on the studio side, is quite low. And with technology, it's even got less expensive. So meeting those needs, and then you have the transmission processes, the shortwave signals, every media. It sounds like Adventist World Radio is not typecast into any one form of media, but share some of the different methods. Yes, Alanda.
I would like to go back to that story I was starting about the gentleman in South Africa. He used cell phone evangelism and was sending out these messages. Basically,
just sharing Christ with his cell phone.
What they are, like if you were to go to a meeting or to a church, it may last an hour or so. And what these messages on the cell phone are like less than 5 minutes of that information. And then you can send it out and they can read it watch it within a reasonable amount of time. And then they can, you know, interact or grab the next one that's coming out and watch or listen to that. He was sending these out all over the world. And he got a response in a country in Asia. And he went to visit. He went to that country on business. And so he said, I'm going to connect with this person. And he connected. He went to their church and he spoke at their church. And there was one family that responded. This one family, they were actually refugees from one of the Stan countries that they had to leave because they were Christian. And they were living in this country, and the Holy Spirit was talking to their heart, and the Bible was being opened up to them as to who God was. How should we worship God? Does it matter what day we worship God on? And they connected with this man from South Africa, and he had studies with them. They're brought in. They wanted to be a part of the church, and now their daughter is recording messages in her own language, and it's being beamed back into her country. Amen. See how God connects everything so that people can hear about his love and that he is coming soon.
Oh, well, that's powerful, powerful. When you talk about the cell phone evangelism, sharing Christ, we tend to think, like you, I heard you say, in hour-long presentations. Mm-hmm. But those hour-long presentations, what I heard you saying, can be broken down into 5-minute segments.
Yes.
And used to fit in between their schedule. It might be in the middle of the night. They might wake up and do a study, and maybe they do a series of them. Mm-hmm. And the Lord works 24/7, 365.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to give a testimony for radio and having the accessibility 24/7. Because I know people, I was a chaplain in a hospital, and I have had some health issues myself. And I know that at night, when people are in pain or they're going through issues, to have something they can listen to give them hope is priceless, absolutely priceless, because that gives, God gives us hope for one more moment, one more hour, one more day. And it's just incredible how He can comfort us through radio programming.
Personally, the middle of the night can be the lowest ebb. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting with our streaming, we looked at the data and we were very surprised that one of the third most listened to periods of time is between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an audience that is often overlooked. But they may also be some of the most attentive audience because mm-hmm. they're searching for answers.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a time when they are quiet and their heart and their mind is quiet and they can actually process things. The middle of the day, there's so much going on, so much to do that it sometimes takes that quiet time that they will actually be able to hear that still small voice.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, we touched on that Adventist World Radio is, can I assume it's more decentralized than centralized? It has a coordination with Adventist World Radio. I assume it's near Washington, D.C.
Yes. The headquarters of Adventist World Radio is in Maryland, and that it started in 1971. And I kind of connect with that because in 1987, the towers went up on Guam. And that was 1 year after I graduated from high school.
Okay.
So in my perspective, it's relatively new. And yet it has been there reaching the world for many years. Mm-hmm. And so many stories of people being reached.
Let me ask you this question. Because it can reach where other people have not gone, spreading the gospel, what are some of the front lines, some of the closed countries that Adventist World Radio is reaching?
We do have people that are translating the programs into various languages. One of the languages would be Arabic. Another of the languages would be Korean. Another of the languages would be Mandarin. So that there are some places that speak those languages that are closed to the gospel.
You also mentioned that Adventist World Radio is ministering in Ukraine as well as in Russia.
Oh, yes. Oh, we have some beautiful stories about that right now. Just recently, a few weeks ago, we had 2,500 God pods with the scriptures on them, and we were able to hand them out in Ukraine just in 3 days. And one of those wonderful things that happened is that there were convoys of soldiers going to the front line, and the translator talked to one of the transports and said, "We have scriptures on audio that can be recharged with solar battery." And the guy got on his radio to the whole line and said, "We have scriptures in audio, if you want some, pull over. And they just started pulling over, kept pulling over, kept pulling over. And they were able to share the word of God with people that are going through a very difficult time right now. That is one of the, it brings me to tears for Ukraine. We also had recently volunteers and Ukrainian people doing series on the Bible. And in 400 spots, 400 meeting sites in Ukraine, reaching out to the people who are going through a very hard time. And I remember I just got the update today that one speaker spoke to a young man who is totally brokenhearted. He gave his story. He lived in an apartment building with his wife and two children. They lived on the second floor. And as they were eating, 16 rockets hit their building. And this young man woke up out in the middle of the street. His whole family had died in that attack. And he was brokenhearted, not having the will to continue on. And the speaker was able to help and give him the hope that we have in Jesus, that death is not the end, that there is a resurrection, that we will be able to see our loved ones again. And he kept coming to the meetings, and he was able to have a little more hope, not only from the message, but people to put their arms around them, around him, and to help him get through another day. It's just so precious.
Amen. Well, as ambassadors, you've got to speak for Adventist World Radio. So tell our listeners how they may reach out to Adventist World Radio.
Yes, there are a number of ways. One is, of course, on the internet, you can go to Adventist World Radio, and you'll find many videos you can to see what's going on, mm-hmm. a YouTube channel. And again,
we also have an app. It's awr.org/apps, APPS. And you can access all of our mission videos. You can access all of our wonderful seminars on the Bible and what happens in the end time. And they tell the wonderful things happening around the world because we live in a time where people are hungry for God. And it's just amazing. And you can link with that. That again is awr.org/apps, APPS. That is our app site. If you just want to go to our site, it's more simple. It's just awr.org.
Well, thank you so much, Tim and Londa. It's good to be with our co-laborers in the radio around the world. I appreciate the work that you're doing in all those languages and all those countries, all those radio stations. Yes. Keep on representing Adventist World Radio.
Well, thank you for having us on. We appreciate it and pray for God to bless in each of our ministries.
Yes.
For Strong Tower Radio, I'm Tom Majeure. God bless. Bye now. Mm-hmm.